The latest on the royal funeral. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Charles III was formally proclaimed king in a televised ceremony Saturday, following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Her funeral has been scheduled for Monday, September 19th. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more on what comes next before the ceremony.
The process does have several steps. The royal mourning will continue until 1 week after the funeral. It will officially all start tomorrow when the Queen's coffin will leave the Balmoral estate where she passed away peacefully. She spent her last moments surrounded by her family there. On Monday, from the Scottish castle, the Queen's coffin, which is draped with the royal standard flag, will then make its way to the Palace of the Holyrood House in Edinburgh. The King and members of the royal family will be part of the procession and of the service.
President Biden has confirmed that he'll attend the funeral. Vice President Harris highlighting the Biden administration's gun control legislation at the 2022 DNC summer meeting at National Harbor, Maryland.
They say they care about crime. Well, it was us who expanded background checks and passed the most significant gun violence law in 30 years.
Republicans say that more funding should go toward mental health and school security. A major payment processing and credit card company making a big change regarding gun purchases, drawing support and opposition.
Visa announced Saturday it would adopt the new international merchant code for gun sales, which until now were classified as general merchandise. Gun control advocates say the new classification will help track suspicious surges of gun sales prior to any potential mass shooting, but gun rights advocates argue it would unfairly segregate legal gun sales, which cause no problems. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, whose city is fighting an increase in gun violence, called the move common sense.
That's Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police arresting suspect in the murder of investigative journalist Jeff Gehrman in Las Vegas. Fox's Christina Coleman has the story.
A Democrat Clark County public administrator was arrested after a SWAT team arrived at his home. He had barricaded himself inside. He's accused of stabbing a veteran news reporter to death who was investigating serious allegations of political corruption against him. Prior to the 45-year-old's arrest, police released surveillance video of a suspect wearing a sun hat and carrying a giant duffel bag near the crime scene. Authorities found a hat and bloody shoes that matched those seen in footage. They also released a photo of a red SUV they believe to be connected to the murder last Saturday. A similar SUV was found in Tellis's driveway.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts discussing in public the decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. Fox's Samantha Liebman reports.
At a judicial conference in Colorado Friday, Chief Justice John Roberts defended the Supreme Court. Roberts says he was concerned that recent critics of the court's controversial decisions have questioned the legitimacy of the court, which he said was a mistake. But he did not mention any specific cases or critics. He says the court's role should not be questioned just because some people don't agree with its rulings. Roberts also described the difficulty in barring the public from the court due to COVID and that it was gut-wrenching to drive to the court with it surrounded by barricades due to threats from protesters.
The home of a California Democratic representative who is running for mayor is burglarized.
The LAPD is investigating a break-in at the home of California Congresswoman Karen Bass. Bass is also the favorite in the Los Angeles mayoral race. She says two guns, which were properly stored and secured, were stolen. She was not home at the time.
That's Fox's John Scott. This comes amid the crime wave that has gripped Los Angeles. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.